Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a spectacular Sunday. You ever have one of those days where you just want to sort of recharge the batteries? You've had a real busy schedule, a lot of stuff going on, and you would like to lounge around and maybe put on a pair of sweats, binge watch a little TV. We have to watch the final two episodes of Blacklist for the year. I was looking forward to that today, and I knew that on my calendar was going to be, we cleared our calendar. We cleared the calendar. My daughter wanted to cook dinner for my wife, and as one of her Mother's Day surprises. So we went out last week for Mother's Day, and I hope all the mothers in the audience had a great, great day. So my daughter wanted to make dinner, so tonight she's making dinner. So we totally, like, booked this out and said, do not put anything on the calendar. Everybody, we're just having a day to just charge up. Everybody relax. Well, it ends up being a rainy day. There were storms coming through Atlanta last night that literally rocked the house. I mean, thunderstorms and everything that rocked the house. It was crazy. But that sound of the pouring rain on the gutters and everything is just like a lullaby to me. I got such an awesome night's sleep, even with the thunder. And I mean, there's something about that. It's like a lullaby. So now I've got a totally washed out rainy day where it's going to rain on and off, but thunderstorms and stuff. Got that. And then the Twin Peaks return tonight. And I'll talk to Anthony about that a little bit later on. If you haven't watched the show Twin Peaks, and you'll hear me reference it today, 25 years ago, I loved this show. I mean, I loved it. Loved the whole mystery of it. Loved it. It was odd. It was crazy. David Lynch, if you're a David Lynch fan, you will love it to try to see about it. I've sent you out a link where you can watch a 56-minute video today that will literally catch you up. And I was shocked because I watched it. I watched it the other night when my daughter was at dance class because she's out of the house for like an hour or so. I watched it. It was awesome. So if you're interested, do it. But one of the things I had penciled in today was Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. I thought, good. At least we've got that. There'll be a sporting event on, and there would be some baseball too because in my house, there's baseball on the satellite every single day. There's Braves games, but there's Phillies games, whatever else I want to check out. If there's a great pitching matchup in some other city, I'll spin it around to that. If I want to watch my buddy Dave Sims call Seattle Mariners game, I will put that on if I want to be entertained. So I was looking forward to Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And then I will tell you this, folks. Friday night was the... I thought Game 1 was bad. I thought Game 1 was borderline atrocious. But Game 2, for a big game, you're at home, you're down one game in the series, you're at home, and you got a chance to play for pride. The Boston Celtics disgraced their uniform. The Boston Celtics disgraced every single banner that they brought over with them from the Boston Garden. That was, I think, in a big game, big opportunity. We're talking big stage. These are supposed to be, if you get to the conference finals, you're supposed to be a really good team. I have never seen such a disgraceful, gutless effort. And I say effort. Friday night. That was gutless. And I'm telling you, folks, I always want to give the benefit of the doubt. I give the benefit of the doubt too often. I will say, yeah, you're judging that team, but there was an injury or there was the Boston Celtics rolled over and died on their home court in such embarrassing fashion after such big talk. Such talk. I mean, talking up the Celtics. I heard the Celtics being pumped up by people. Oh, you think the Celtics? I think our man Adam Kaufman, who joined us last Sunday, talking about the Celtics. I think I saw a tweet from him going, anybody think the Celtics might win this series now? The other night? And he said asking for a friend. Adam got sucked up in the excitement. And I totally get that. That can happen. That can totally happen to you. I've seen it myself. But what, I have never seen such a gutless performance in my life. I'm shocked. I mean, I'm actually shocked. Can anyone say, is Brad Stevens, is he still the wonder kid, brilliant coach? Because he looks like he's playing freaking Candyland in this series. He's got no answers. And are you telling me that the Celtics are that much less talented than the Cavaliers? Really? That was so atrocious on Friday night. And for a proud franchise, that's something that I still can't believe it. I won't believe it unless I see it again. And now Cleveland goes home and gets ready to party. But I ask you, it has to be a conference finals or a finals. So it has to be where your the professional sport is at the final four, is down to the final four. You tell me a more embarrassing effort than that the other night. If there is one, you're free to try to contribute it at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. You can always follow along on Twitter, at John Kincaid, K-I-N-C-A-D-E, and at CBS Sports Radio. Warriors win last night. They win another game. They're now one game from the NBA Finals. They're one game away from trying to redeem themselves from what happened last year. And what happened last year was what potentially could happen to them again in the NBA Finals. It's called LeBron James. Now, the Warriors with Kevin Durant appear far more like they'd have the ability to hang. They have every right to say, we belong on this stage every bit as much as you do. They're about to go 12-0 into the finals. And there's nothing to say that the San Antonio Spurs have something up their sleeve for them. Nothing. But to me, the precision with which Golden State can beat you, the ability to find your weakness and then just pound it over and over again is truly impressive. The NBA facing a dilemma, though. Because every reason to believe, right? After what we've seen out of gutless Boston, every reason to believe that the Cavaliers are ready for a party today in Game 3. If both of those teams sweep, the NBA has nine full sort of 24-hour periods almost, where there's no basketball. The Warriors would have 10 days off. How do I know this? Because they're going to start airing the little graphic on General Hospital every day. It says NBA Finals, and they put the logo up, and they say coming in 7 days, 8 days. They're going to take 9 days. Right now, it looks like they will take 9 days off. This is a disaster for the NBA. There has to be a move-up day. There had to be some sort of a plan. This could happen. We're having a move-up day. They've done this before. The NBA used to have a date to start the finals, and then they would have one move-up day that they could move it up 2 days, jump it forward. This is going to be a You're getting everybody excited, and then you're shutting them down for 9 days? I heard Paul Nano say it earlier. It's not the Super Bowl. There's not Radio Row and everybody traveling to the cities to set up camp. You're not getting that 24/7 media coverage you get for a Super Bowl. The NBA making some strange, it's a strange decision. Yeah, our finals are going to begin June 1st. See you in 10 days. That's what it's looking like right now. That's about where we're at. See you in 10 days, everybody. Get back excited about the NBA, which hasn't excited you at all through this postseason. And I'll take it back again. I said before the playoffs, I said these are going to be the worst playoffs ever. And some of the first round series went a lot longer than I thought they would. There was only one slight upset, and it was a 5-4, and that was Utah. Only a 1-5-4, quote-unquote, upset, if you call it that. This year's NBA playoffs leave you wanting for more, and that's not good because your playoffs is supposed to satisfy you. That's supposed to be the grand dessert. That's supposed to be something that caps off an amazing season. Instead, you've had a terrible sleepwalk through the playoffs. You've had gutless performances from teams like Boston. You've had the Warriors and the Cavs toying with people like a cat with a mouse. And now you're going to say, we're going to take 9 or 10 days off, everybody, and we'll see you. But get back and get excited for what we're going to show you. I'm excited for it, but I'm not excited about waiting 9 or 10 days for it to happen. There is one really good thing about the Golden State Warriors pulling down the Spurs pants and stealing their lunch money, totally pantsing them and stealing their lunch money. You notice something? Since the day before the start of the series, there hasn't been one political lecture from Greg Popovich. We haven't had one political lecture. And with Steve Kerr out, and I hope Steve feels better soon, with Steve Kerr out, we've had no political lectures. So that's one good thing. There have been 3 games of the Western Conference Finals, and I haven't been told that I'm stupid, I can't understand how the world works. I haven't gotten any lectures on the world of politics from the two greatest political minds that there are. This has been great. Because Pops can't do it, because he's getting crushed, so he can't be out there crushing the president or anything. This is great. There's one silver lining to a really crappy Western Conference Finals. No political lectures from the two political science professors. It's been quiet on the Western Front. That's good news. Makes me smile. Good way to start the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.